St. John chapter 4, verse 50. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. My dear friends in Christ, do we want to be strengthened in the true saving faith? Because what could possibly be of more value than being strengthened in that one true and saving faith by which we become completely justified before God? What is of more value than being right before God, being ready to be received by Him on the very last day through the only true and saving faith in Christ? What's of more value than that true faith? We become so focused on the value of earthly things. But what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and yet loses his own soul? Only he who believes will be saved. Saved eternally. But it's not just any belief that saves. It's not just any faith. We can believe in many different things. We can believe in technology. We can believe that medicine will save us. But those things will be completely worthless on the last day. We can believe in Buddha. We can believe in Muhammad, but they are dead. And Christ alone is alive forevermore. And He promises, Behold, I make all things new. Granting us that brand new heart, that brand new life, in the forgiveness of all our sins. What good will faith in anyone or anything else do? What good will it do when Christ alone came to deliver us from our sins? And He will come again to be our judge. Faith in Christ is absolutely essential. For he that believeth on Him is not condemned. Not condemned. Those are words of comfort for us, because in Christ, we are not condemned in Christ because He went to the cross. He accomplished everything needful for us to be saved. He says, I will forgive their iniquity. I will remember their sin no more. No matter how great our sins may be. He that believeth on Him is not condemned. Even if the whole world were to condemn us, through faith in Christ, we have all that we need. We are justified by faith, the Bible says, because faith receives Christ and all that He did to save us. He says, only believe. Simply believe, and thou shalt be saved. He continues to send us His Spirit, who works through those promises in our hearts to give us that one true and saving faith and to strengthen us therein. Faith in Christ is absolutely essential because he is the only Savior. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Today, Jesus explains what true faith is. True faith is not seeing. For we walk by faith, not by sight. The Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so Jesus says, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. Faith that is founded on seeing a miracle is really not faith at all. Faith believes in what it cannot see, in what it cannot measure in a lab. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God's Word can't be proven in a lab. We can't go back in time thousands of years, set up video cameras and record Adam and Eve, or even before that, the creation in 6 days. We can't put the Ark of the Covenant under a microscope. We cannot get skin samples from the body of Christ because his body is not here. Jesus is risen. He has ascended into heaven, and he promised we wouldn't be alone. He would send us his Spirit. And he did. And he grants us that true saving faith by his Spirit through the Word. He promises, because I live, you will live too. He promises, I am the resurrection and the life. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. We don't have some great miracle to see with our eyes, but we do have his Word, and that is all that we need, because his Spirit works through those words. Jesus met a nobleman, a royal official, an officer. The man came a long ways to see Jesus. Cana is about 20 miles from Capernaum, but that's as the crow flies in a straight line. We must consider the fact that Cana is a mountainous, hilly region, and so there isn't a perfectly straight road from Cana to Capernaum today. And there certainly wasn't a straight road between those two cities back then. The trip today is about 25 miles. On foot, that's a day's journey, one way. That's a long ways to travel when your son is dying. This nobleman obviously had heard of Jesus. He had heard of his great power. But Jesus wasn't interested in performing some great act of power for him to see. Jesus wasn't interested in just healing his son's body, the nobleman's son's body. His greater concern was the healing of the soul. Many could certainly try to find fault with Jesus here. Well, come on, Jesus. Now isn't the time to be testing this man's faith, to be playing around with his faith. His son only has moments to live. But actually, it was the perfect time. True faith isn't strengthened when everything is easy. When we have a bed of roses, it is strengthened when things are hard. True faith is born in trying and difficult circumstances when things seem impossible. True faith isn't about always having a perfect answer, about always understanding everything, or always having everything go our way. Because even when everything seems to be going wrong, that is when God's Spirit, through the Word, says, gently, believe. Believe in me, and you will not be ashamed or let down. God's promise is that He will make all things work together for our good. And that's a promise upon which we can always, always rely. True faith is about relying on the promises of Christ even when we can't see a thing, when we don't even understand anything, when we have all but given up. Those are the circumstances in which true faith is strengthened by God's Word, by His Spirit. When everything else in life is stripped away and the only thing we have left to cling to is the simple promise of the Savior. He says, come unto me, believe in me, and you will find rest for your soul. He says, because I live, you will live too. The man certainly had a certain amount of faith mixed with some definite determination. He set out to find Jesus, and he wasn't about to leave until he found him and until Jesus would give him, his son, some help. He wasn't about to leave until Jesus came with him. So he came with a certain amount of faith. But Jesus sought to make it stronger. Since he came expecting Christ to come in person to heal his son, perhaps without even realizing it, the nobleman was leaning toward that, quote, performance faith of the scribes and Pharisees who insisted that Jesus show them a sign for them to see and measure. Well, come on, Jesus, give us another miracle. Perform for us. So Jesus sends this man away with absolutely nothing that he can see or measure. His son was a day away. He couldn't see the miracle. He sends him away with his promise alone. Jesus said, go thy way, your son lives. And the man believed the word. Well, what other choice did he have? He had nothing else to cling to. Jesus stripped everything else away. He stripped away his sight. He couldn't see the miracle being fulfilled. He had to rely on the promise. Jesus sends him away with the word, the promise only, the one thing needful. Your son lives. And he believed. by God's Spirit. We too have come to Jesus today, but isn't it true that Jesus also makes our faith stronger? Jesus strips everything else away. We have nothing to cling to but His Word. By all appearances, it will be nothing more than bread and wine on this altar today. But Jesus promises, "This is my body, this is my blood, given and shed for you, for the remission of all your sins." We can't see it happening. We can't see forgiveness happening. Jesus strips away the performance of any miracle that can be seen or measured, and He says, simply believe. Believe in me, and you will not be let down. When our last years and our last moments come, approach, we also will have nothing to cling to but His promise alone. Because I live, you will live too. By His Spirit working through that promise, Christ will keep us and strengthen us. He has and He will. He has always taken care of us, and He always will. We have His Word. May His Spirit then continue to strengthen and keep us in that one true faith, that saving faith in Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.